USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A bipartisan group of U.S. senators said on Sunday they had reached an agreement on a framework for gun safety legislation. That means they agree in principle, but nothing is on paper yet. The proposal would provide resources to states and Native American tribes to create and administer red flag measures, allowing the government to keep more weapons out of the hands of dangerous people. It would also allow those under 21 to buy guns, but with more scrutiny. For someone that buys a gun for someone else would also have penalties. In all, 12 measures are being worked on. As Bank of America has announced we're in a recession, whether it's announced or not, skyrocketing food prices in the United States are changing the way Americans eat and grocery shop. They're buying more store brands and less costly meats and produce. Meanwhile, food manufacturers continue to shrinkflate. That's putting less product in smaller containers for the same price. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Heat advisories and excessive heat warnings were in effect for more than 75 million people in the southern and central United States over the weekend. By the middle of this week, the heat will push into the Ohio Valley and Great Lakes region. Red flag warnings are in effect, indicating an increased risk of fire that were issued for parts of Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, and Utah. California has a roughly 1,000-acre fire burning out of control this hour. It's about 30 miles northeast of downtown Los Angeles. Mandatory evacuations are in place. General John Allen has stepped down as president of the Brookings Institute after he was accused of lying and obstructing an FBI probe connected to an illegal lobbying campaign for the country of Qatar. The retired 4-star Marine, who became Brookings president in 2017, said in his resignation letter that he leaves the research institute with a heavy heart. USA Radio News.
Suspense.
A shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream, or search your favorite podcast app.
After House Speaker Nancy Pelosi discharged Republicans on the January 6th committee, one man released by Pelosi, Representative Rodney Davis from Illinois, says the panel missed the mark and should have included the lack of security around Capitol Hill that fateful day.
I would zero in on the same issue that I've been talking about before January 6th. It's the lack of consistent security posture in and around Capitol Hill. And the brave men and women of the Capitol Police, they're my heroes. I was on the baseball field 5 years ago when a crazed liberal gunman came and screamed healthcare at us while he tried to change the balance of power in the House by killing Republican members of Congress. I know what brave officers do when there's danger and they're well trained. David Bailey, Crystal Griner did that. But we can't continue to have the leadership of the security apparatus be politicized on Capitol Hill and put our brave men and women in danger that are in that uniform every day protecting us.
After President Biden, thinking sanctions would keep Russia from invading Ukraine, the oil business in Russia is doing pretty well. India and other Asian nations are becoming an increasingly vital source of oil revenues for Moscow. India, a country of 1.4 billion people, has consumed nearly 60 million barrels of Russian oil in 2022 so far. That's compared with 12 million barrels in all of 2021. Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.